Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let's see if Robbie Campos fitting those shrimp with some Gore-Tex jackets for this coming week. Robbie, good morning. I was fishing this week before the deep freeze hits us next week.
Well, you know, Don, earlier in the week was a little bit slow. Yesterday was a game changer. Water temperatures warmed up a little bit. Guys that got out yesterday, we had a few people out yesterday, went fishing. Don, this thing with, a lot of people are getting educated on jerk baits, mirror lures, and they're being very successful with it. Me personally, I've never fished jerk baits that much. So I can't tell you a whole lot about it, but what I do know about them, what I do know is the guys that fished them yesterday did very well up the ship channel here going towards anywhere from Verrett all the way to Violet, going to the wall at Chalmette. They had a jerk bait. I don't really know. I didn't ask the name of what kind he was using, but he said it would dive about 3 feet, and, you hit it. He said it was a lot of misses because you had to leave a little slack in the line, and that's when the trout would hit it. So educate yourself on jerk baits, especially when the water temperatures get around at 53 degrees. It is a very, very successful. I mean, they did very good on them yesterday. It was good. So with that said, the guys that went out and fished the long rocks yesterday with dead shrimp went and made a meat run. They went and caught, sheephead, puppy drums, and, not any trout out there yesterday. Did have some, they were catching some trout mixed in with them a little bit, but yesterday it was just drums and sheephead yesterday out there. In the deep holes around, in and around, any one of these bayous along this Biloxi Marsh, up anywhere in the Mistigo, anywhere you could find it's got a deep hole, stacked up with big blue cats. It really doesn't require a whole lot, a piece of dead shrimp on the bottom, fishing straight up and down, should do it for you. A 3/8 ounce jig head, death grip jig head on the bottom with a piece of dead shrimp on it works just fine. So I still think you can come out and make a mixed bag. No live shrimp yet. Still, it's been, I think it's going to be spring before we see any shrimp again. I do know some people that tried, some other boats that went out and tried 6, 8, 10, 15 shrimp. That's it's not feasible to go do this. So I kind of think that's over with for a little while. But we do have plenty of dead shrimp on hand, and we had some minnows, but we sold those out yesterday. So all I have today is dead shrimp. I know I'm getting a lot of calls about what's going to happen next week with this. Are we going to have a jubilee next week? So more than likely, yes, we are going to. The stars are going to align for this thing to happen. With that said, you know, Don, I tell people this because I don't want to see anybody get in trouble. They had a little jubilee go on, you know, a week ago over here. A lot of juvenile redfish. They did have some keepers in them, but a lot of the fish was 16, 17 inches. The guy standing next to you may be a wildlife agent in plain clothes. Don't do anything stupid. I'll tell you this because I don't want, somebody to get caught and have to go to court and all that other stuff for a fish. It's not worth it. They'll be there. They were there last week. You know, wildlife fishers are doing what they're supposed to do, but they may be there standing next to you with a pole in their hand. Make sure you do the right thing, guys. Don't go there and go get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, what we're talking about is right there in Bayou Lutry, which is the water body that runs right past the marina, circles back all the way to Hopedale, goes underneath the Wyklowski Bridge, and you're going to find people parking their trucks and fishing the bank there. It's going to be extremely cold Monday and Tuesday, but it's a little deeper water, and those redfish will be stacking up in there. Bite is slow. I guess, Robbie, you're making up some little packages of the dead shrimp because that's what they want. You put them on, a jig head, or you can fish with a sinker, get it down on the bottom and wait for that bite. But as you mentioned, keep your limit. And if there are any fish kills and you see dead or dying fish, you got to remember your possession limits are exactly the same. It doesn't change because they're dead fish. If you get caught with the fish, it's just as if you had caught them and you were over the limit. So I know it seems wasteful to let them go or just leave them, but that's the way the law is.
Yeah, and Don, unfortunately, we don't want anybody getting caught. I remember I'm going to go back here a couple of years ago when we had a freeze, a real cold event, and we had one of these jubilees, and this will make you think twice about doing this kind of stuff. Guy had a Cadillac with... took the tire out of the wheel well, and had an oyster sack there and had, was filling it up with, and the size limit then was 16 inches. So he had a bunch of 15 and a half inch, 15 fish, and the sack was full. So he gets caught, they took the Cadillac, took him to jail, got tickets. This is a very costly ordeal for a fish. It's not worth it. My grandpa used to tell me something. He said, if you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Well, that's one of the times that you win a stupid prize,
That's a good blackie saying, for sure.
But some people do try to push the limits, And I get
right,
it.
Right.
But I know it happens. So don't do that. Don't be that guy. Clean your mess up and let the next guy get in there and get him some. But I do think it's going to happen, Don. I really do. I think this coming Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe Thursday, it's going to be on.
Yep, and reminder to be respectful of people's property because, if they're kind enough to allow you to get on their dock and fish or right close to it, please pick up your trash and go. And, it's not just a question of not being caught because you're breaking the law, but, it's the right thing to do as far as conservation. Is catch your limit,
yeah,
and be happy you got them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Redfish are up on just up on a rebound. We've had low rivers the last few years. Things are starting to turn around in the right direction. So, be mindful of that and let's get this fisheries where it needs to be.
All right, Robbie, we'll check in with you next week and see how it goes.
Yes, sir.
Put your jacket on. Stay warm. I know it never gets too cold for you not to hunt.
Yeah, right. You got that right.
But take care.
I'm not looking forward to this, Don. Bye. Bye-bye.
I know what you mean. There he goes, Robbie Campo. Yeah, we got some chilly weather coming.